fighting fund, £45k at the halfway stage, help us smash our target. Pete Mason, Socialist Party finance organizer. The Black Lives Matter protests gather young people looking for far-reaching solutions to the problems they face, and donations to the Socialist Party from these protests include £33 raised during the Port Talbot protest, £50 in Leeds, and in London, £154.26 in Hackney. £40 North London and £10 from a Waltham Forest campaign stall. Susan sent us £30 with the message, "I would like to donate to making more posters." That's precisely why we appeal for money. Without it we could not put out socialist ideas on these protests, with the weekly production of posters, leaflets, newspapers and placards. Donations, large and small, are very welcome. During this period of lockdown our local branch Zoom meetings are hugely appreciated by members and those interested in joining our party, and we always appeal for, and receive, many donations from these meetings. These include Liz, who gave £2, Joe and Julie gave £3 each, Oliver £5 and special thanks go to John Hoare, who donated £50. Our special coronavirus appeal was launched to ensure the Socialist Party can keep campaigning despite the lockdown. The appeal has helped our fighting fund to reach £45,505 so far, which is a marvelous total as we approach the halfway mark for this campaign. The special appeal has now received 515 payments, and it is clear that many more members and supporters will donate to it when they are asked. We have recently received several £100 donations, including from John Darlan, for whom £100 is the equivalent of a day's pay. Finally, Socialist Party members in the Unison Public Sector Union held a Zoom, not the conference fringe meeting at the time. That conference was due to take place, had it not been cancelled by the union leadership. Donations from this meeting pledged over £585, with special mention to Paul Couchman who paid £100.